Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, April 17th, 2019. The Beauty of an Ugly Cross. As I look around this world, I see God's beauty everywhere. In the mountains, birds, flowers, sunsets, my kitty. I can only imagine how much more beautiful the Creator of all this must be. That's outward beauty. But I also see His beauty in a mother nursing her child in the wee hours of the night, a daughter taking care of her declining parents, a person ministering to the homeless, and a missionary taking the gospel to the lost in Africa. Now, we're getting closer to the inner beauty which God so highly values. Why are these people beautiful? Because they reflect the sacrificial aspect of the cross. Though outwardly ugly, the cross is the most beautiful symbol to us believers. When God first created this world, it was beautiful. Mankind was beautiful. Our sin distorted that beauty. But God made us for His pleasure and couldn't leave us in that ugly, sinful state. So He made a way to restore His beauty and splendor in us and the world through the appalling death of His Son on a horrible cross. When Jesus Christ arose from the dead, He conquered the hideousness of sin, evil, and death. Our ugly sin crucified our beautiful Savior, but He used the ugly cross to restore God's beauty in us. Isn't it ironic that the most beautiful person in the universe, our Savior, was just an ordinary looking man? Isaiah 53:2 says, "He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him, nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him." Man judges by outward appearance, but God looks at the inner man. As it says in 1 Samuel 16:7, "The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Jesus' inner beauty, His kindness, love, patience, compassion, forgiveness, etc., outshined any lack of outward beauty. If you know Jesus as your Savior, this beautiful one is living inside you. His beauty can become your beauty, attracting others with the glorious gospel to redeem their souls from a forever ugly and horrific existence in hell. That was how I got saved. In my early 30s, God put me in a business with some strong Christians. The lovely Jesus within them came out in their eyes, their actions, and their love toward me. Most of these people were just ordinary-looking folks. Yet, they were so attractive. Their inner beauty drew me to them, and ultimately to Christ. I will be forever grateful. So let me ask you during this Easter season, are you outwardly pretty or handsome, but have a complaining, critical, unforgiving, or unkind spirit? If you claim to be a Christian, then you are making the gospel unattractive. Please stop it. You are hurting our Savior. Perhaps you need to make sure you actually know the beautiful one as your Savior. Sorry if my words seem harsh, but when I think of what sinful man, including me, did to my perfect Savior, I get wound up. And for those of you out there who are not so attractive on the outside, can I remind you that God looks at the inner beauty? So, my friends, when He looks at you, make sure He can see the beautiful, spotless one in you. This Easter Sunday, as it says in 1 Peter 3:3-5, don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. And one last thing, if you are not sure if Jesus is your Savior, please click on the link in the text to make sure that you are. Happy Easter, everyone.